Okay.
Before the
first paragraph, yes, the forest. Yeah, before the new chapter, the new chapter. Yes, the forest says in Nesiv Shalom, we can explain, Shazegam. You have a saver?
Yeah, well, no one's using
right now.
No one's using it.
So you might as well use it.
It's lovely.
It's much safer.
Okay. Yes, the Farash Zega Mashmoz Yom HaKippurim. We can explain that this is the definition of Yom Kippur. In the Sefer Torah Sovis, it says in the Sefer Torah Sovis, Kachagim Mehem Bebchina Shamelech Mevaker Es Benoi Ba'asher Husham. It says in the Torah Sovis that the Yomim Tovim are to be understood that it's to be understood by a parable of a king visiting his son, wherever the son is. So that is Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Hashem coming to visit us where we are. Shabbos Kodesh and Shabbos Hu Bevchinas Shamelech Mazminas Benoi Levaker Beicholoi. Shabbos is the king inviting his son to visit in his chambers. That is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shekulei Yomei Kavod, meaning the king's chambers is all Kavod. Ve'ein Sham Bechinas Raklal. There is no evil there. Meaning the Yom Tov is the person can remain in the blotter, the person can remain in the swamp, the king will still come to visit him there. Whereas Shabbos, we actually come to visit the king in his palace.
So we have to clean up.
Well, not necessarily. We're going to come into the king's palace where it's clean already. That's similar to what we've learned in the Siddur Shal Shabbos, that the Kedusha of Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Shabbos, is something we are going to receive regardless. Meaning, we're going into the king's palace on Shabbos, no matter who we are, where we are. So we're going into a place of Kedusha. We're going into a place of purity, regardless of what level we're on. That's where we're going. Whereas on Yom Tov, if we don't cleanse ourselves, we're going to stay in the swamp. We're going to stay. The king might come to visit us, but we're not going to be any cleaner unless we do something about it.
And is that the same with Yom Kippur?
So he hasn't explained yet what Yom Kippur is. Well, Pidarko, according to what he says, Habir, the explanation is, Shabachagim ha'avdisi b'koychais ha'tivim shabadam. So he says that the way he understands this is that on Yom Tov, the service that we have to Hashem is with our natural powers, within our natural powers. Shabbos Kodesh, meaning that is what it means when it says that Hashem comes to visit us where we are. Meaning we within our human nature, Hashem comes to visit us on Yom Tov wherever we are. But Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem brings us into His palace. Meaning Hashem raises us above nature. Of Shabbos Kodesh, which is in his palace, is above anything natural. Shabbos Kodesh, Yalderach Koiches Al Tavim. Shabbos Kodesh is a concept of supernatural powers.
Doesn't seem different though, because on Yom Tov we have to bring, where Shabbos comes regardless.
Right.
So isn't that the opposite? What do you say?
Meaning that. Hashem comes to visit us in Yom Tov, but we don't change at all. we are where we are unless we do something about it. We stay where we are unless we do something about it.
Right. Right. Rather than Shabbos. Exactly what this all talked about. What are we doing for Yom Tov if we don't do the Shabbos?
We have this Dirushal Shabbos that, first of all, the first thing we do for Yom Tov, we don't do for Shabbos, is that if Bezdin wouldn't be Mekadosh the Chodesh, if Bezdin wouldn't determine when Rosh Chodesh is, then we wouldn't have Yom Tov altogether. Right? So it is us, that it is we that actually bring the Yom Tov in. We determine when Yom Tov is. Whereas Shabbos is predetermined by the Rabban Shalom. So, but that symbolizes what the main difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is, and that is that Yom Tov requires our preparation. In order for the Kedusha of Yom Tov to have any effect upon us, it requires our preparation. Whereas Shabbos, the Kedusha is going to be there regardless.
So does that back up all the way to the fact that how much preparation we put in for the new moon and for the new month and everything? Because if the Rosh Hashanah falls at a certain time, Yom Kippur falls at a certain time.
I think that all falls
into.
That's
preparation, because Shabbos is Shabbos no matter what.
Right. Yeah. It's preparation.
Yeah, it's brought down in Megillah, right? If others not brought in the right time, then they won't know when Pesach is the right time.
Yeah, but it all depends on us, on the way we establish it. So he says that Yom Tov is since the understanding is that the king comes to visit us. That means that the king comes to visit us wherever we are. Which is going to be within nature. Whereas Shabbos, which is the time that we're invited into the king's palace, that is where we are raised to a place that is above nature. So on Shabbos, Hashem illuminates to the Jew from his light, that is above a light that is it infuses the person with powers that are supernatural, that are above nature. Therefore, this is why Chazal say that even somebody who's an idol worshiper, if the person observes Shabbos properly, he is forgiven. Why is that? Because even though the person has subjugated himself to Avodah Zarah, which would be natural powers, right? That's only something that is where the person was during the week. If the person comes to Shabbos, the person observes Shabbos, he is infused with a power that is above nature, and he is able to raise himself above the Avodah Zarah that he was subjugated to during the week. And if he's able to maintain that level, he is forgiven. That's tshuva. Right? He's able to raise himself above the Avodah Zarah of the week. I mean, basically, we can identify ourselves with this. I mean, we don't have an idol sitting there that we bow down to every day, but throughout the week we get all caught up with our pursuit of.
I just heard on the radio on the way over here that 90% of 18 to 24 year olds sleep with their cell phones.
Yep. I just heard that an individual said to his wife that when I get to when I get to my older years, and chas v'shalom, if something happens, and he ends up in the hospital, he says, I told his wife not to connect him. He doesn't want to be connected to any machines. He'd like to go naturally. So his wife says to him, if you don't want to be connected to any machines, give me that cell phone. So throughout the week, we are a bit subservient to nature. We're in this pursuit of money and in every different shape or form. Come Shabbos, we subjugate ourselves to a higher authority. We remove ourselves from that pursuit of Gashmias, and we realize that we're subservient to something that is above nature. And we're able to maintain that Shabbos Digga realization throughout the week, and we're able to remove ourselves from this quote-unquote Avodah Zarah. Menirish Azugam Bachinis Yom Kippurim says the Nesiv Shol, it seems that this is also the concept of Yom Kippur. Shenikra b'Toyra Shabbos Shabbosin. Yom Kippur is called in the Toyra Shabbos Shabbosin. Shugam Kem Bachinis Shabbos. It also shares this concept with Shabbos. Shamelech Mazmin as Benoy Lehecholai, that the king invites his son to his chamber, Umeidim Oisem Yal Kippas Hashemayim, and raises him above the dome of the sky, l'malah mikol koychos hativyim, meaning above all natural powers, u'mamshech le'kapara b'psiyos av hagdolos, he's able to draw to us an atonement with his big footsteps. And that's a reference to a mashal that he gave us a couple weeks ago. I can't even remember what it was. The big footsteps and the small footsteps. Where was it? He's a marshal to a prince that was captured, and he was taken far away from his father. So even when the child is set free, the child says, "Even if I come back to you with my small footsteps, it will take me forever to get back to you." So the king sends a message to him: "You start coming back to me with your small footsteps, and I'll meet you halfway with my big footsteps." That's sort of what I was talking about by Shal Shudis yesterday. All you have to do is shuva shavta ad Hashem lekecha. You return until Hashem. Meaning you do whatever you can. Hashem will meet you the rest of the day. Hashem will meet you halfway. Hashem will make up the rest of the tshuva that we can't do. Which is the concept that he's saying here, is that it might require supernatural powers to do the proper tshuva. Right? But all Hashem wants from us is that we should do whatever is in our power, whatever is naturally possible for us. And from there, Hashem takes over and will do whatever is necessary for the person's tshuva to be acceptable. Which Hashem takes care of the supernatural part of it.
Right. I tell you, I was learning how it was. Yeah. And boy, did that get confusing on how to take that first step and mean it. Because Hashem's not coming unless you mean it, you know, the difference between the heart and the head.
Yeah.
You should have learned it.
No. This is the definition of the pasuk. Kibayim azeh yichaber aleichem. Yitayir eschem yikol chata yiseichem lifnei Hashem titor. And this day Hashem will atone for you to purify you from all of your sins lifnei Hashem titor. Before Hashem, you shall purify yourselves. Meaning, Shemachnes Eschem Ad Bechinas Lefnei Hashem. Hashem brings you, invites you into the palace, to the place which is called Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Ve'echoloi, in His chamber, Kuloi Yom HaKavod, a place that is all covered, a place that is all holy. V'zeh Titaru, and just by being in Hashem's chamber, you will be purified. Al Derech Zeh Yizbor Divrei Azor HaKadosh Barai Mehemna. According to this, the words of the Zohar will be explained. It says, "Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov." It says Esav. It says the Zohar is commenting on the pasuk that says that Esav despised Yaakov. Lemezel abasrei ulekatri gilei todir, meaning that Esav is constantly following Yaakov to always prosecute Yaakov, to always be the one to report negatively against Yaakov. The Yaakov Ozil be in Yaimid Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and Yaakov went, and this is all the Zohar Kodesh is explaining what took place between Yaakov and Esav. This is all just a simon of what takes place for all generations to come. Yaakov left in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Orak l'shtazov minei. He ran away to save himself from Esav. Tov v'tiyuvte, and he did tshuva. Shavi garmei v'tanisa adosi Yom Kippurim. And he sat and fasted until Yom Kippur came. Meaning, HaPereshu, that the explanation of this is, Shabbasaras he made tshuva, that in the 10 days of tshuva, Mechuyiv Yehudi, this asik b'tshuva, a person is obligated to involve oneself in tshuva, Ad sheyodai megaz, b'kachos v'ativim, as far as a person can, with his natural powers. The hainu tov v'tiyuvte, shavi gamei v'tanisa, which is represented by the Yaakov's doing tshuva and fasting. Then when Yom Kippur comes, the person merits a godly illumination, that all the powers of the Tuma of Esav and his 400 men are nullified from the person. It's through the Kiddush of Yom Kippur. Meaning, if the person does everything that's necessary and within their powers, in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the day that Hashem comes to finish off the rest, the day that Hashem meets him halfway is Yom Kippur. Zegambir Mama Chazal, this is also the explanation in the words of Chazal. Pischu li Pesach Echot Shal Tshuva Kechuda Shal Machat. I open for me a small opening of tshuva, as small as the hole of a needle. V'ani peseach lechem psachim shiyu agolot zikronius nechnasos bayin. I will open for you openings that wagons will be able to pass through. Pischei shel machat heim hakoyches ativiyim. The opening of a needle is a reference to the natural powers. If you'll involve yourself in tshuva as far as you can reach, Tizku la'ora el yoyna v'chines tshuva tshuva ilois, you will merit an illumination from above, a lofty tshuva v'chines v'ashuva aleichem v'psiyosai agdol. Is the concept of Hashem saying to us, I will return to you with my big footsteps. All we have to do is start coming back with our small footsteps. It's unbelievable that this came out this time of the year.
No accidents.
Mama Shani. The title of this chapter is Tshuva is great, that it brings a person close to the Shekhinah. The Rambam writes in the 7th parak of his Tshuva, need to get somebody from the park plaza. This really needs to be brought from the park plaza.
It's really
cool. Rabbi Noitz, the guy that was sitting here, Shams.
Is he waiting now?
He's waiting in the front, huh?
From the back side, you come up.
You go up through the. He's waiting. It's probably easier just to walk over there and bring him by a wheelchair. Shkoyach, tiskevetzis. The Rambam writes, the 7th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, G'doy the Tshuva shemekareves ha'adam l'shechina. Tshuva is great that it brings a person close to the Shechina. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shuva Yisroel ad Hashem aleikecha. As it says in the Pasuk, return Yisroel until Hashem your God. Meaning that when a person does tshuva, the person becomes close to Hashem. And it says in the Pasuk, when Hashem talks about us not doing tshuva, Hashem says, you haven't returned until me. Again, using the word odai, until me. It's showing that the power of tshuva is that it brings a person close to Hashem. Another Pasuk says, if you come back, Yisrael, says Hashem, you will return to me. Kalaimar, meaning, if you will do tshuva, be tidbak, you will connect to me. Hatshuva mekarevez azorachaykin. Really? Yeah, I just sent somebody over. He'll be Eliyahu Lam will be there. Are you downstairs? Yeah, use a wheelchair. He's coming by foot. All right, he'll be there momentarily. Eliyahu Lam. Hello? Hatshuva mekarevez asorachaykim. Says the Rambam, these are the words of the Rambam. The tshuva brings those that are distant close. Emesh hoyez asonu lifnei hamakim. Yesterday this person was despised before Hashem. Meshukatz umeruchak b'teyeva. He was repulsed and distant. And he was an abomination. And today, after he did tshuva, he's beloved, desired, he is a close and a friend. And Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, how great is the advantage of tshuva. Emesh hoyez amuvd al ma'ashem alekei Yisrael. Yesterday, this person was separated from Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Avonoseichem hoyum avdilim beinechem levein elokeichem." Your sins have separated between you and your God. Yesterday, had he called out, he would have not have been answered. And today he's connected to the Shekhinah. As it says, and you are connected to Hashem your God. Rambam, B'dvorav Eilu, Rambam, with these words, Heir Lonuism, who's Goydle Pekamachet? Rambam brings out the essence of the greatness of the compromise that the sin causes as godless at tshuva, and he also brings out the greatness of tshuva. Ki ba'emes, because truthfully, tzorach bira, we need to understand. Lama, why is it when he mentions the great compromise that the sin causes? Kosav, the Rambam writes, she'emesh hoyezeh sonu yemeruchak. He says, yesterday this person was despised and distanced. And then when he talks about the great value of tshuva, he writes, shahayayim hu'ohu. He says that today he's beloved. Now these concepts, whether he's despised or beloved, these are just outcomes of the compromise and outcomes of the tshuva. They are not the center hinge upon what the avera is and what the tshuva is. It's just outcomes of what the avera causes and what the tshuva causes. Okay.
The avera causes being despised and the outcome.
That's the outcome tshuva of the avera.
Tshuva.
The outcome of the tshuva is that the person is now beloved. Okay, he says, no, but truthfully, ain't okay. It is not so. Is because the entire purpose of Torah and Mitzvah is all tactics of how to achieve the connection to Hashem. That's all what Torah and Mitzvah is all about. As it says in the Sfarim HaKadosh, that is the main goal, that a Jew should be connected to Hashem. Hadveikus b'Hashem hi. Say she'ifos of shal Yehudi Nemon, v'say oishroi. Connection to Hashem is the peak of a person's yearnings, and it is the peak of a person's fortune. V'Yehudi echod gadol me'asheni, kimidas gadol dveikus av Hashem. When one Jew is greater than another, it is only dependent upon his connection, the fact that the person is more connected to Hashem. Nimtza imkein. So, since that is the case, it comes out, shekol hateurim al pegam achet benefesh Yehudi, all of the titles or all of the descriptions of the compromise that a sin causes, they are all nothing in comparison to the fact that the person becomes despised and distanced and separated from Hashem. That is what the avera is. The avera causes a person to separate from Hashem. That's all we care about. So it's not just an outcome of the fact that you did the avera, so now because you did the avera, you're now separated from Hashem. No, the avera is all we care about is that the avera separated the person from Hashem. L'chein shapir magdir ramam is good la pegam achet b'zeh shemar chukum avdol yehudi me'al v'shem. So now we understand why the Rambam defines the chet, he defines the avera by the fact that it distances and separates a person from his father in heaven. There's ikir erach tshuva. When the Rambam wants to describe what is tshuva, tshuva is that that brings the person back to connected to Hashem. When the Isa B'Zohar HaKadosh, as it says in the Zohar, Ki Tshuva Oisiyis Toshuv Hei. The words Tshuva are the letters Toshuv Hei, that the Hei is returned. Ki Hei Yilo Hashem Hashem Havai Baruch Hu Remezes Al Kudsh B'richu. The first part of Hashem's name symbolizes Hashem. The last hay represents Bnei Yisrael. Through our sins, the last hay separates itself from the rest of Hashem's name, and there are barriers now that separate the hay from the rest of Hashem's name. By the tshuva, through tshuva is tashuv hay, the hay returns. The hay returns to become connected to Hashem's name and brings Hashem's name together.